Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
The market reversed several times today for grain futures. We were higher at points and then lower at points. And all around, so quite a wild day. The entire thing closed in the red. And we had corn down 3 to 4 cents. Beans led the way on the downside on the front end. July closed around $14.70, which would be down 15 cents. And that was 30 cents off the high. At one point today, we traded as high as 15.01. So we hit that $15 resistance level and then retraced back down. So a pretty wild day for those July beans. Some of the news around was that there was some Chinese purchases, but for new crop beans, and then there was also some talk of some cancellation. So a lot of things moving the market here, and those beans were along for the ride. Wheat futures closed just a little bit negative here in Kansas City, a little bit more in Chicago, down 5 in July Kansas City, or rather July Chicago at 669. And then July Kansas City is going to close somewhere around 769, somewhere around unchanged. It hadn't officially closed yet, but a pretty wild day. We're watching some weather patterns move through the plains. It doesn't look like that'll have much of an impact on wheat, as most of the wheat is, if it was going to develop, has already developed, maybe in the far northern portions.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
The main report really came yesterday afternoon in the crop progress and condition. We were looking at those corn and bean numbers and then the winter wheat condition. Corn planting, which was kind of the highlight of the report, 73% planted. The average for this time of year is 76%. So if you do that by the expected acres, that leaves you at about 19 million acres left to plant. Beans were at 33% planted. The average for this time of year is 38%. So slightly behind there as well. And then the winter wheat condition decreased just a touch to 29% in that good to excellent category. Last week we were at 30%, so we were down 1% on the week. And last year we were at 31%. So 2 years in a row of a not very good crop there for wheat. But despite that, wheat did not hold a rally. We don't have a lot of other reports for the rest of the week, so mainly probably going to be weather driven, or if there's some sort of a big export announcement or Ukraine situation that lights a fire under the market or cools it down. Either direction, the way we close today, though, below all the moving averages on the short term charts, make you want to lean to the bear side, at least for the time being.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers. June live cattle were down 65 cents at 138.75. May feeders were up 57 cents at 189.05. And June lean hogs finished the day down 77 at 118.60. In the grain markets, Kansas City July wheat was down half a cent at 768 and a quarter. September was off half a cent as well at 774 even. Chicago July wheat down 4 at 670 and a half. In the row crops, Chicago July corn down 3 3/4 at 473 and a half. And July soybeans were down 15 and a half cents on the day at 1469 3/4. In the cotton markets, cents. July cotton was down 15 points at 89.00 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.